UOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Nearly everyone, regardless of risk factors, should get routinely tested for HIV. That's the recommendation from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. It's an independent panel of doctors and researchers. This is a big change. As recently as 2005, the same panel recommended routine testing only for high-risk patients, gay men and IV drug users. So why the change, and how will this affect testing practices here in Washington State? Joining us to talk about it, Dr. Joanne Steckler, an assistant professor in the Department of Medicine at the University of Washington. She also serves as a technical advisor for HIV testing at King County Public Health. Dr. Steckler, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So why the change in recommendations? What's different?
So a little bit of it is just the time that's passed and a little more evidence suggesting that there's a benefit routine testing. I think the main reasons for the change from the USPSTF, the Preventative Services Task Force, has been the evidence that HIV medicines are easier for people to take. People should be basically offered HIV medicines as soon as they're diagnosed. But potentially more importantly is the recognition that the people who are not yet aware of their HIV infection are accounting for over half of all of the transmission. And by going on HIV medicines, that people can reduce the risk of transmitting to other people.
Now, some people might have a conversation with their doctor, or it's recommended that they do this. And they might be thinking to themselves, well, why should I have to do that? I'm at low risk. There's no way I don't want to take an extra test if I don't have to. What are they going to hear?
Right. And so what we've done in the past, so identifying people who are at greater risk, so men have sex with other men or injection drug users, we've identified the most people who are HIV infected, but the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, estimates that currently just under 20% of people who are HIV infected are unaware of their status. And the reason for that is that many people don't necessarily want to talk with their doctors about their risk, or doctors don't want to ask, or even some people may not know that they're at risk because their partners may be doing something that they're not aware of.
Hmm. Now, these are recommendations to the Centers for Disease Control. Do you think they'll be adopted, and will Washington State adopt them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, made these recommendations in 2006, and it wasn't until just this month that this task force decided that this was worth implementing. And so the Washington State made some changes to the law around HIV testing in 2010 to make it easier for providers to do this. We've done some surveys of providers, and first, one of the barriers is that many providers also think their patients are at low risk. But the real thing is this change from the C recommendation to an A recommendation by the task force, meaning that it's highly supported, is going to mean that insurance companies are going to pay for HIV testing, and then when the Affordable Care Act rolls around, that will be paid for under the Affordable Care Act. So a couple things making it easier for providers to offer the test to everybody.
Dr. Steckler, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.